Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of Canada's emerging music. Diane Foy of Skylar Entertainment and Seamus McNeil from AirCheck Canada are on deck to give us a little industry talk. But first, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Sean Ashby.
This song is called Star 98.
Songwriting in here obviously has some maturity, and kudos to you. We opened up with Star 98 and a rhyming Alaska with bastard. Nice work. Very beautiful.
Thanks. I like the imperfect rhyme.
Yeah, me too. I really have a problem with when people go with the first idea that comes to them, right, instead of searching a little further, but
yeah, I think people might be surprised at how much work I put into the lyrics.
I can tell.
My father is an English teacher, and my mother was an artist, and I had read a lot of great books by the time I was 12. And yeah. I've really been writing my whole life. And this is my third album, two Jack Tripper albums.
Yeah.
Where I really kind of, the Jack Tripper stuff goes all over the place.
Yeah.
And some places that now I wouldn't go, but it's all part of the process of learning, you know, and trying to improve and develop your own aesthetic and your own writing style.
Now, we talked earlier after the Bovine show, you were saying that you were really processing a lot of darkness in this record. Is that right?
Yeah. One of the reasons I moved out here was to quit drugs and drinking. And it might have kept me from progressing in my career even further, you know, mm-hmm. especially at a certain point. I think I was going pretty good for a while. And then just due to the inactivity, I started to, lost control of my life there.
Yeah.
And another reason to, I actually moved to Hamilton first.
Yeah.
And then hung out there for about 5 months. And then I moved into Kensington Market in downtown Toronto. And, been 2 years straight edge, as they call it. And,
yeah.
You know, getting my my cognitive abilities are returning.
Sharper. Life.
Toronto will sharpen you up.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of honking horns in this town, you know, metaphorically and literally, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so a bit of a geographical cure to just sort of give your head a shake and
yeah.
realize
I think there's a famous poem
important.
About move out west for 7 years, but don't stay too long or you'll grow soft. So I did that.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're back at the music. And the great thing about this record is it's one of those few records I get each year, which I can put in the car CD player, the home CD player, and just let it repeat, you know, that, you know, it's just enjoyable. You go, oh, we're back here again. Cool. But this is one of those records that you just remember why you love music and enjoy it. So good work.
Wow. Thank you.
You bet. Any shout outs?
Ted Hawkins has been helping me a lot. And that was him singing
drums
with me. And he didn't even know he was doing this till about 2 minutes ago. So
yep.
He did a great job. Oh. And, Seamus is here, and he's been helping me. And Diane Foy, I think you're going to speak to her, has been helping me. Chris Case. My band.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that I'm playing with, Jason Farrar and Chris Lamont and Andrew Aldridge. My family, you know.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
listeners, check out my album. This song's called Miss It Every Time.
Driving by the headlight beams, relentless rain, relentless memories, and the doors ajar, and my brain's a face filled with the dried roses yesterday. Every time. miss it every time. Every time. No, I miss it every time. Every time. No, I miss it every time. Every time. You know I miss it every time. Every time. You know I miss it every time. Every time. You know I miss it every time.
If I recall, I mean, you've worked with a lot of different performers before, right? And you've been on Jay Leno and a lot of the late night talk shows and things like that, right? So how does this compare? How do you like IndieCan?
I love IndieCan. I like your website. I like the music you play.
Oh, cool. And can you talk a little bit about your background, who you've played with, and how you got into music?
Sure. Actually, it was really interesting in high school. I was so obsessed with playing guitar, they ended up finding a way to give me 3 credits per semester for playing guitar. I would go to the university and take theory courses, and they gave me a little room in the school, and I was practicing like 5-8 hours a day. I was nuts, right? And then, so I went to music college in Hamilton after that, and that's where I met a lot of musicians, and I was playing there, and I started out by playing in cover bands, and, you know, and I was writing songs, and I was in a battle of the bands at Mohawk College doing my own songs but with another singer, and he was singing them and screaming Len Sheldrake. So then to make a living for a while, I played in some different kinds of cover bands and stuff, and then I got an audition for a band called Lava Hay that were on
No kidding.
Network Management.
Yeah.
And they were on tour with the Grapes of Wrath a lot. And then... also opening for Sarah McLachlan sometimes.
Right.
So I guess there was the need for a guitar player out on the West Coast that I guess filled that bill. So all those bands asked me to play in them. I went out and I played with, I joined a band called Ginger, which was the Grapes of Wrath.
Right.
And we did 3 albums and 3 videos. I would be like a secondary member. There was the 3 Grapes of Wrath guys and then 2 other guitar players, me and Lanny Hussey. And, you know, we were in the videos, we did all touring and we played on the albums, but we were like sort of, they were the guys from the Grapes. So they tried to keep that focus a bit. And we did, you know, really neat things like going to San Francisco and making a record down there. And we were in there for 3 weeks. And Capitol Records was paying us to do it and paid the bills. And it's pretty much a dream come true. And we were working with people like American Music Club, came in and played on that album, one of the guys from that band. And it was just a lot of really neat experience. And and then even before that, I was playing with Mae Moore, who was on Sony. And then I ended up playing with the Wild Strawberries when they had a hit called I Don't Want to Think About It.
Right.
And I did that tour. And so I was playing with a lot of different people all at the same time, and that were all signed. And, you know, things were going well. And then I looked like I could get the Sarah McLachlan gig, so I moved on to doing that. I've been doing that for probably a dozen years.
Right.
In between that, I've been doing session work with people like Dee from Run DMC.
Mm-hmm.
I did some tracking for the Swollen Members. I also produce. I recently did some recording for Todd Fancy from the New Pornographers.
Right.
And I played on his first solo record, and I'm playing on his new record. And also I kind of did some sort of like producing engineering on one track, and I recorded like 5 tracks of guitar here. He lives out in Vancouver, and I helped him organize himself with a studio out there. So that record's evolving. I was sort of producing it, but also just sort of helping. And so that's still going, and that's really good music. Todd Fancy, check out his website. It's like really interesting pop and like harkens back to the 70s.
Right.
In a kind of soft rock way, in a really cool way and really weird. Anyway, that's one of the things I really like that.
Well, your record has some 70s feel to it as well in terms of it. You know, it goes in like different directions in terms of the...
I like that aesthetic of the real playing.
Yeah.
Of if I could, I would... Oh, the other thing I didn't mention, I should mention, I had a band called Jack Tripper for 9 years.
Right, right.
And that was my band. I sang and wrote all this material and produced that and stuff. And like we won the Georgia Strait Music Awards, Best Band and Best Debut CD, and we were nominated in the Western Canadian Music Awards for Best Rock Act against Nickelback and stuff like that. And of course they won, and but it was neat just to be nominated, you know.
Yeah.
And we did all that sort of stuff. That was about 8 years of Jack Trippering out on the West Coast, and but it's really hard to travel out of Vancouver as a touring indie rock band. It's very expensive and really hard to make it work with the price of gas and everything and hotels. And so after a while, it kind of got hard to do that. So I moved out here.
Right.
This story is wandering around. But anyway, I came out here.
Yeah, for listeners, here is Toronto. This is where we're sitting today.
Yes.
But now, let's talk about sort of this country and that move and some of the limits. I mean, you must love British Columbia. You must love Vancouver. You have a lot of friends there. But from a career point of view, there was a reason to come to Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, in Vancouver, I haven't even said some of the bands. I work with Delirium, Frontline Assembly. Delirium sold like a million records. I'm going on tour with them pretty soon.
Yeah.
Sons of Freedom, I played backing up Lee Aaron, who worked out there. I did all those different styles of across the pop rock landscape, including like down tempo with Delirium and like electronica stuff and all. And like Vancouver is so beautiful, and I do surf, so I actually am going out there every once in a while still. And I go over to Tofino on Vancouver Island at least once a year, you know, and then I go down to Costa Rica too. I actually just went down there at Christmas. I did it 3 years in a row, go down to Costa Rica, and I write songs, and I brought my Mac computer, and I was editing Todd Fancy's drums and guitars and stuff for his album on a computer in a little hut on the beach. And it was pretty amazing. This is called This Machine Is Breaking. 1, 2, 3, 4.
wild, immersed imagination. Take it all, no time for hesitation. Raise your fist, an act of celebration. It's all fine. He wanted me to see him as king. He wanted me to see him as king. Fascination, revelation. It's all fine, and it's time. Against sweet mother nature. Take it all, you know she's gonna get you. Raise a hand and say I'm glad I met you. It's all fine. She only wanted me to love her. She only wanted me to love her. Adoration of her patience. It's all fine, we got time.
The sea is blue. A few things I could do to you. if you let me into your heart, yeah.
If you let me in.
Why this loving me make get so high? Make me hang my head and cry if I don't get none.
Why
this loving me make get so high? Make me hang my head and cry if I don't get none.
Hi, it's Diane Foy from Skylar Entertainment, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So listen up, everybody, to what I say. We'll change the radio and save the music for another day. I just don't care if you believe the words are coming out. I didn't climb the ladder to the top so you could spit me out.
I had a hard night in the bottom of a hole, with septic flushing, fucking shit inside the wall. I never asked for this life, sometimes I wish I wasn't born. So I cranked the radio and prayed that you would hear me, Lord. Take one more chance and I'm gonna be on the floor. I got a little bit of energy, I'm not gonna use it all. I'm gonna tick tock with the clock and fucking from my head we're gonna start. To me, I'm no one's property. I have to think about the way I'm going in this tragedy. My enemies are waiting for me. Please, I need some help to lead me.
I just can't believe all my luck is so good out. But I know that the answer is waiting there for me.
So listen up, to what I say. We'll change the radio and save the music for another day. I just don't care if you believe the words are coming out. I didn't climb the ladder to the top so you could spit me out.
I just can't believe all my luck is so good out. But I know that the answer is waiting there for me. I just
Hey, that was Once Just, A Louder, Darker Once Just. That's a brand new EP of theirs. They're a Calgary band. They're deep in this competition out there to win a couple $100,000, a big battle of the bands. I think it's great what some of the radio stations are doing in some regions of Canada to help support local artists, because it really is a step up, something like that. Polaris Music Prize is going to have to start looking at their prize money. compared to some of the local radio stations, what they're doing. But anyway, good luck to Once Just. I'm sure all the other artists there are great as well, but glad I don't have to make those calls. Adam's Rib was just before that, and we opened up with Jaffee Ryder. Now, Jaffee Ryder has had some success in a number of places. In 2006, they won the John Lennon Songwriting Competition. That's quite an honor, really. They got to go down to L.A. and perform their stuff there. Here in Toronto, they were also recognized in 2007 with a nomination for Best Live Act. And good on them. Let's hear something from the girls, shall we? On deck is Riley. Now, this is a duo from Winnipeg. It's winter almost all the time there, so they stay home, they play guitar, and they come up with some pretty good music in that town. And I just got this CD in the mail, didn't know anything about them, cracked it open, had a listen, and I'm going to share that with you. But first, if you've been around IndieCan for a while, Hunter Valentine needs no introduction, and this is Typical.
Let's not be typical.
I'm Seamus McNeil from AirCheck Canada, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So, yeah, that was Rayanna and Lori, I think it is, from Winnipeg, better known as Riley, so you can check them out. Come by the website if you want more information on them, indiecan.com. And a lot of you have been there, and I've been getting some great ideas for artists. You've been giving me some super tips, and really appreciate it. So keep the cards and letters coming. On deck, we're going to do a little industry talk. We're going to talk to a couple of people. One is a publicist, Diane Foy, and one is a radio tracker, Seamus. And these are people who work music to radio or to the media or what have you. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what it takes in this day and age to get a band noticed. And to give you some idea of how difficult that is, in 2000, there were 25,000 records made on planet Earth. And in 2007, there were 750,000 records made on planet Earth. So if you're a band, getting noticed is a big problem. And the other thing is everyone you want to notice you is probably in another band by now. So it's becoming more and more of a challenge, and these people are important. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But let's play some music. How about we go East Coast? And this is Don Brownrigg. And this is, how about the title track to his debut CD, The Wander Song? Enjoy. I know I will.
There's a rhythm armored like a knight, a revolution useless in this modern messed up world. There's a song, there's a song. Comes a lover for every wandering soul. Comes a match from a pile in this modern messed up world. Comes a soul. Comes a soul. A wandering soul. There's a soul alive, a wondrous soul, a wondrous soul. I'm a dreamer and I think too much I know. But I'm told and I think every song's about one soul. A wondrous soul. A wondrous soul. So I wonder. Song I for one soul. There's a soul. Now we'll sing them all. One souls will sing. They all sing along. Wonder souls will sing along. They all sing along. They all sing along.
For the school portion of the show, I have with me Diane Foy and Seamus McNeil. Seamus, first I want you to tell listeners what you do, and then I'm going to talk about why I brought you here.
Well, I do radio tracking, and for anybody that doesn't know what it is, anytime you hear a song on the radio, there's somebody working that track to radio. So I'm the one that phones and harasses all the music directors at the radio stations and pushes whatever single I'm working on to them, and in the attempts to get them airplay.
Right. And Diane, you're no stranger to IndyCan Radio.
I get here a lot.
That's right. And you do publicity. So what does that look like from behind the scenes?
Publicity is similar to radio promotion, like he was saying, but it's working press and TV. So the local paper, if you're playing in Hamilton, then I would be pitching the weekly and the daily there, and any kind of local TV shows. For Toronto, there's a lot of, most of the main entertainment magazine shows are based out of Toronto.
Right.
So this would be where, you know, MTV Live comes in, or Much Music, and Entertainment Tonight Canada, and E! Talk, and E2 on MTV.
And so you're not working just Canadian bands that want Canadian press, but people that are traveling here for festivals or touring, they'll contact you as well to try to get you, you know, some work on the ground, right?
Right. A lot of times for CMW and North by Northeast, we work a lot of international artists that are coming up, or sometimes just international artists are releasing in Canada or touring in Canada.
Exactly.
So then we would cover the publicity for that.
Okay. So, now, each of you, before you were working in the music business, you were music fans. You loved music, right? Maybe played a little?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe played a little. And had a certain idea of what you had an idea of what the music business was like. And some of that perception has changed. Seamus, what's the biggest single surprise about how the music business really works compared to your perception of it before?
Even though how big the music industry is, it's actually a very small business. And it really is who you know, and building relationships with people, because it's a closed, I mean, it's a small group of people that do, you know, make things happen in the industry. So it's definitely interesting. That's, I mean, one of the biggest surprises for me, and just seeing, I mean, how hard it is. And it's, I mean, you can hire a publicist, you can hire a radio tracker, but it's also the band, and the band really has to, you know, come up and step up and work probably even harder than we are.
Because both of you said that there's no point even hiring you unless you're busy, right?
You know,
people don't take an interest in a band that's sitting at home waiting for something to happen, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For press, it's all about the story. So if there's nothing to tell or nothing newsworthy, it has to be something newsworthy, like
what's
happening now.
Yeah.
They don't care what you did 10 years ago. They want to know, what are you doing now?
Ellen Drake, who runs something called the Big Schmooze in Toronto, says it's more than just who you know, it's who knows you. It's not a matter of the number of phone numbers you have, but the ones that will return your call, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's building relationships no matter what you're doing, whether you're the band, the publicist, the radio tracker. It's all about relationships.
Yeah, and you were saying, like, just, you know, so what if you've been at it for 3 years? That you consider yourself still a student, right?
Oh, it's shocking, actually, what I can learn. Every week there's something new. I go, whoa, I didn't know that. And it's an eye-opener for sure.
And Diane, to put you on the spot, what's your biggest surprise or shock or disappointment about how the music industry works compared to how you were as a starry-eyed music fan?
I think my perception kind of changed as the industry changed, because when I was kind of getting in the industry was in such a big change, because when we were fans, it was all major labels that controlled everything, and it was a big money thing. And then now more and more indies can do it on their own. And I like helping out indies. So it's more, I don't know if there's a shock, but it's, I think the industry's changing as, you know, I get into the industry too.
And then managing expectations is another one of your jobs, right? Like a band comes to you and says, okay, I want to engage you. Seamus, I want you to pitch this song to radio, or Diane, I want to be on the cover of Now magazine next week because I have a CD release party or whatever it is, right?
And that's an automatic, I'm sorry, I can't work with you.
Really? Just if they just have an unrealistic expectation.
But it's just, I usually just take time to talk to them and educate them on how it really works, because some, they just don't know. Like, you got to educate yourself. Like, if, I think most indie bands, they want to play, but they don't get that they have to think of it as a business. Their band is a business, so they have to learn the business part, and they have to spend money on making it happen. It's not just all going to happen. And too many bands contact me, and when they're telling me, oh, I'm going to have a new CD out, and I'm like, okay, are you going to be touring? Well, we can't tour until we get an agent.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no one really wants to work for a band until they've tried doing the job they've asked you to hire them for themselves. Right? Yeah. That's the only way they have some sense of, you know, what to expect from
you. Hire a publicist doesn't mean you're going to get on the cover of all the magazines or even in the magazine. You're lucky if you get your name in it, you know. It's sometimes it really depends on how much the band is going on, what do they have going on, the touring, lots of interesting stories about them, building the fan base.
I mean, just by hiring, you know, someone who does tracking or someone who does PR, that doesn't guarantee anything, because at the end of the day, unless the band is out there and working it, when I phone a station, whether it's in Fredericton or if it's in Calgary, I have to give them a reason to play that song. And I mean, unless you're already an established act, if you're indie, I mean, you better be going through that town, because they might not play you that time, but if you go through again and then again. Every time I phone Ben Jeffries at CJ in Calgary, he's going to keep an eye on that, and he will look at it. And if it starts to pick up momentum in other spots, and if the guy in Edmonton's playing it, well, then that's going to give him more of a reason to play that song. But it all, for us to do our jobs, the band has to be busy. And just like a major label does, they put the money into making things happen for them, whereas an indie band still has to think like that, but make things happen for themselves. And it might not be as big or on the same level, but by them just going from town to town and playing, and it's not just going once, you got to go twice and then three times and then four times. And if you do that, you will see results. You will, especially if you have someone working PR and you got someone working radio, it'll happen.
So kids, if you want to get into music because you don't like work, bad career choice.
Yes. Yeah. You have to have the passion that you're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a million roadblocks.
Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Cool.
Yeah, no problem.
If we could only see ourselves in fast motion speed, I would see us spinning around. Broken things seem to pass, turn to dust, fade to black. It's the flashing that brings us down. 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 If we rest, we will be back tomorrow. Time will blur the wounds. We can change history if we push. And we push. It will be like that again. 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 Close your eyes, I will see.
That That's a band called Arctic. That's something actually Diane Foy and her team from Skylar are working right now. So you can tell me what you think about it anyway. And that's it for our show. Summer's coming. We're looking forward to some festivals. We got Hamilton Spring Music Festival coming up. We got North by Northeast, and we're going to be really busy. Oh, yeah, I guess around the corner is a Hillside Music Festival, and I know there's some great things going out west, and we hope to take in some of that too and bring it back to you. And so let's finish with one last song from Sean Ashbery, and this will be the title track to his album Brass and Gold. See you next week.
This is called Brass and Gold.
Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. In 48 hours there will be no change. I settle for nothing or lose myself. And so it goes. No one knows. So it goes. No one knows. Listen to the radio. Some love song. Sometimes pressing. Sometimes gold. Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Listen to the stereo, some rock song. Sometimes resin, sometimes gold. Sometimes brass and sometimes gold. Yeah, yeah.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.